GND Media presents The Space Economy. Capitalize on the greatest business opportunity of our lifetime. A guide for investors, entrepreneurs, and aspiring professionals by Chad Anderson. Read by Dan Strutzel. Space is for everybody. It's not just for a few people in science or math, or for a select group of astronauts. That's our new frontier out there, and it's everybody's business to know about space. Krista McAuliffe, American teacher and astronaut, who lived from 1948 to 1986. Introduction. If you're listening to this, you probably have the sneaking suspicion that something big is on the horizon. You may have even glimpsed a harbinger of this coming change. Small, low Earth orbit, or LEO, satellites swooping across the sky, parts of the rapidly growing satellite constellations powering the global economy to a greater extent each day. We use the term space economy to encompass every business that relies on orbital access to deliver its value, from Planet Labs, a company imaging every inch of the ground from space on a daily basis, to Pokemon Go, a hit mobile game that works GPS signals from satellites. An asterisk will mark the first appearance of any company Space Capital has previously invested in. For all the media coverage of SpaceX and its iconoclastic founder, Elon Musk, commercial launch services are just the beginning of the story. The space economy is much more than rockets and satellite hardware. Space-based technologies are next-generation digital infrastructure, the invisible backbone of the largest global industries. Most people have yet to grasp the genuine world-changing business implications of lower-cost orbital access. CNBC has called space Wall Street's next trillion-dollar industry. Bank of America predicts that the growing space economy will more than triple in size in the next decade to become a $1.4 trillion market. Morgan Stanley expects a space-based business to create the world's first trillionaire. Humanity has operated in space for decades, but for reasons covered in Chapter 1, only recently has space become a category for investment. Given that this entrepreneurial space age is only a decade old, most of the action is still in the private markets. But we're beginning to see some companies listed on public markets where retail investors can participate. If you think back to the late 1990s, there were a handful of publicly traded technology stocks. Seemingly overnight, quote, technology became an investable category to diversify your portfolio. Today, that label has lost its meaning. Every company is a technology company. Space is in the same position that tech was then. One day, space as a label will lose its usefulness as every company begins to rely on space-based technology in some way to deliver value. Space technologies have already delivered massive returns for investors. GPS is a space-based technology that has generated trillions of dollars in economic value, as well as some of the largest venture outcomes in history. As we'll see in Chapter 1, GPS provides a useful playbook for understanding how other space-based technologies will create new investment opportunities across the economy. Two of these, geospatial intelligence and satellite communications, already play critical roles in most major industries, including agriculture, logistics, telecom, and financial services. There was a time when terms like e-commerce and blog began appearing regularly in magazines and nightly news shows. At the time, these bits of unfamiliar lingo were whimsical curiosities to the mainstream, newfangled phenomena relevant to teens, scientists, oddballs, and geeks, but of only momentary
Sample complete. Ready to continue?